Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Now hold on to this number and give us a call in a little bit. But our number here is 855-660-4261. Because right now we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We're finally going to get a heavy frost up here in the next couple days, and we'll finally be able to figure out what season it is. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. The weather's been crazy. We had 80-some degrees down here in Maryland yesterday. It was beautiful.
Well, we did as well. It was, I think it just barely hit 80, but it was like,
wow.
What day is it?
Yeah. Well, I agree.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just saying I agree, and I just saw on the weather, it looks like we're in for some colder weather coming our way.
Definitely. So that means We're really starting to think winter, but we still have some time to get that winter fertilizer down because the ground's not frozen, and it's not going to be frozen for a bit. It's just going to get colder. And that winter fertilizer you guys have, that fifth application, is perfect for that.
That is correct. So this is the time of the year that your lawn needs to fuel up before the winter gets here. So we want to get your winter fertilizer down before your soil becomes frozen. We don't want to put fertilizer down when your soil is frozen. But the Natural Alternative winter fertilizer has the nutrients your lawn needs to ensure that your turf is ready to flourish when spring temperatures arrive. So our winter fertilizer is balanced to feed your lawn and soil, but we don't want to push growth at this time. So it's designed to feed your lawn, feed your soil, and do not push the growth. And nature is telling your lawn it's time to slow down. It's time to expend less energy. So we've designed this to provide the carbohydrates that your lawn needs to get through the winter. Because when spring arrives, it will have the energy it needs from this fertilizer, as spring is when the grass shoots and the root growth are most active. So we want to make sure that it's prepared going into the spring. And this is going to help to thicken up your lawn, and it's going to help give your grass the good green color it needs and that you want to see in the spring. So that's why this fertilizer is so very important to put down now, because you're always preparing your lawn for what's to come. So our winter fertilizer, like you say, it's application 5. It comes in a blue box. It's a 20-pound box, and it's going to cover 6,000 square feet. And you can find this on our website under the lawn section. And our website is www.natural-alternative.com. And make sure you use the coupon code PPGC when checking out. You'll get 10% off your order. And we also offer free shipping. And you can always call us at 888-546-5941 if you'd like to place your order over the phone. And we typically ship out same day via UPS, so it won't take very long to get to you.
You know, and that one of the biggest things that I've always talked about with you guys is the fact that calling is allowed, right? I mean, some companies out there, like calling, you have to hit like 75 different numbers to get to where you need to be. And, you know, the when it comes to a winter fertilizer, not everybody knows all the details about it. And being able to just say, hey, I had one more question. Could you answer it? And then you can order is like perfect. So just want to make sure everybody knows that you give out the phone number because you guys actually want people to call. You want to talk to people.
we enjoy talking to people. We've gotten to know quite a bit of your listeners, and they're fun people, and we enjoy them.
Awesome. Now, if you heard me right before the break, I was talking about, you know, what we were going to talk about, and one of the things we're going to talk about is the mosquito, flea, and tick. And in the past week, I found very small ticks on my dog. They just started to get in there. You could tell that they had only been on for a little bit of time. But they, as you say, they don't just go away. And that mosquito, flea, and tick spray that you have is a great one to use at this time, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, like we've discussed, temperatures are fluctuating, and we've had cooler temperatures, and now this week we had warmer temperatures, and this is making fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes active. So I was outside last night letting the dogs out, and mosquitoes were flying around me, and one came inside with me. So they're still active. So if you're in an area where temperatures are above freezing, you still will be above freezing for a while. We have a product called our mosquito, flea, and tick product, and we want you to be able to protect yourself and your pets by using this. So you only need one product to control all of these pests. And there's still plenty of time to be outside raking leaves and preparing your outdoors for winter. So, like you said, remember, ticks don't go away. They'll hide, and they'll hide in the leaf litter. And this time of year, the deer tick is very active. So with the increased deer activity, excuse me, you're going to see more ticks coming into your lawn. So you want to make sure to use this as long as it's not freezing, and this will help to prevent ticks from coming into your lawn and repel them for up to 30 days. So as we talked about several times, you know, ticks don't go away. They hibernate, but they will persist even into the winter months. Our organic mosquito, flea, and tick control is a great product. It has cedar oil and peppermint scent to it, so there's no chemical spray. And it comes in a very convenient, easy-to-use hose and spray unit. So it's something that you can hook to your hose and, you know, something that'll help you reach the different areas of your lawn. And you can spray it on your lawn, your trees, your shrubs, and your mulched area. And, again, this will kill and prevent mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks from re-entering your outside area for up to 30 days. Again, depending on how much rain you have, you may need to reapply it if it's still applicable time-wise. But it's a good product to have. It doesn't give you that chemical smell. And if you have wooded areas past your lawn, it's always a good idea to treat beyond the perimeter of your lawn to reduce the populations that might hitch a ride into your lawn. And, of course, if you have lawns, a bigger-sized lawn, we always offer our tick kills concentrate. So that might be something you want to consider. But the hose and spray unit will cover up to 10,000 square feet. So you get a good bit of coverage with that.
Definitely. It is super important to realize that the ticks are active. And what you do now can actually help reduce some of that population for later. Right, for that next year.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's huge. We think about it, the mosquitoes, the fleas, the ticks, only during like a 3-month span because we're outside so much.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to start thinking about it later into the season. So that's it's a great little topic to talk about. Now, fall cleanups. They're happening. They're starting to get done. And, you know, leaves. They're everywhere. What do we do with them? What do we do?
Sure. So I love this time of the year. I love driving through the mountains and seeing the leaves change. They're just absolutely gorgeous. And they're brilliant colors, and it's just amazing to see. But eventually they do come down, and then, you know, they're in our lawns, and, you know, they're just taking up space, and they're coming inside. So we want to think about some things to do with the leaves. So you can, you know, rake them up, let your kids, grandkids, and even our dogs like to run and jump in the leaves. They think it's fun, too. So when you're done with the leaves, instead of raking them up and putting them out for the trash, there's some things that we thought that you might be able to do with them. So if you can shred them, you might want to consider using them as a mulch around your plant. This will help to keep the soil warmer in the winter, or you can leave them in your garden as part of a compost pile, and they will add nutrients to your soil and allow your soil to retain moisture. And one of the things that I came across while doing a little research on this I thought was really cool is if you have chickens, they make a great bedding. So sometimes the leaves will have seeds and bugs in them, and you can use these for the chickens to enjoy and just use as bedding for the chickens.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool update, and those have become ever so popular in the area. So yes. We'll touch base a little bit more on some of the fall cleanup and fall in a hole when we get back.
Okay.
With Karen from Natural Alternative. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dran watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dran has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dran rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dran, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. Before the break, we were talking about, you know, fall cleanup. And we talked about what you can do with the leaves, but all the decorations you've used, there's a lot of other things you can do.
And, absolutely.
Go right ahead. I want to hear what else we can do.
Sure. So, if you've decorated for the fall and you have pumpkins, so there's so many big pumpkins walking around Frederick, seeing all these pumpkins, and people have decorated their houses with them, and they're gorgeous. So once the time comes that, you know, it's time to get rid of them, so instead of throwing them away, we suggest taking them and throwing them into wooded areas where the deer and the squirrels can eat them, so that way they're getting reused and repurposed. And also, some people have bales of hay or straw out sitting around with your decorations, too. So, again, instead of doing something, throwing these away, we recommend giving these to the animal shelters. It will help them, it will help the animals, and it will help keep them warm. So we want to make sure that you're continuing to get everything used and used properly and not going into the trash.
Awesome. It's, you know, don't just use them for one season. There are other things that can definitely be done. Now, moving on to, you know, kind of the same here is getting prepared for winter. And winter weather is right around the horizon.
That is true.
Yeah, what should we be thinking about doing this time of year?
So there's a lot of different things going on outside that you can do. You can take your plant pots and get them cleaned and put them away. So when spring arrives, they'll be ready to go ahead and get your plants potted. You can be digging up your bulbs to store them for the next spring. And we always recommend having sharp mower blades. So when it's time to put your mower away, take the blades off and get them sharp, so then that way you're ready to go with that aspect for the next spring. And you're going to start to bring your plants indoors so you can enjoy them indoors as well. And remember that the plants go through stress, so with a change in environment, be sure to use fertilizer to help them adjust to the changes in temperature and climate. And lastly, be sure to have your snowblower and your snow shovels ready. We want to make sure that you're prepared and start thinking about things you can put into your car. And, you know, in case you're getting stuck into a snowstorm, then be sure to have your natural alternative ice melt on hand.
Definitely. Now, you guys are going to be doing a giveaway here pretty soon. And, you know, tell us all about it.
Sure. So I'm really excited about this one. We talk a lot about the car care kit, things you should have in your car so that when it snows, if you're out, you do get stuck or something happens. We want to make sure everybody's prepared. So we have a really nice trunk organizer, and we're going to be supplying that with a 9-pound shaker jug of our ice melt, an ice scraper, a really nice blanket, a set of hat gloves, and a scarf. And this is something you can put in your car. And it's a very nice size trunk organizer. I believe it has Velcro, so it's going to stay in place. It's got a little cooler to it. You can, we always talk about having water, excuse me, and some snacks in case you are stuck in the snow. So these are some things that you can use now, but that trunk organizer can be used to haul your groceries in. You can put your kids' sports equipment in it. It's a great item to use all year long. But again, right now what we're doing is anybody that orders ice melt between now and December 15th, we're going to be giving away this winter car care kit. So we're really excited about that. And we'll get some pictures posted online as soon as we get everything arranged.
Perfect. So you need to buy any of the ice melts between now and December 15th.
That is correct. Doesn't matter if it's our natural alternative ice melt or our CMA products. They're both online. They're under our ice melt section at natural-alternative.com. You can also call us at 888-546-5941. You don't need to mention any certain code to do that. We will automatically just pull the names of the people ordering, and you'll be entered into this drawing.
Awesome. Well, that's a pretty cool drawing, and I know a number of people who now just got a little more incentive to get that ice melt for the year. So, as always, Karen, tons of great information. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Patrick. Take care.
You too. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Right now, smoke rising over the Israel-Lebanon border to the north this morning as activity intensifies over at the Gaza Strip as well. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressing the world, saying the goal is to destroy Hamas and its infrastructure and do everything possible to bring the hostages home.
The test for the West and for civilization is Hamas. If Hamas emerges victorious, we will all lose. Europe will be endangered. Everyone will be endangered.
In other news, Matthew Perry, who starred in the TV show Friends, has died at the age of 54. Detectives in Los Angeles say he drowned in the jacuzzi at his house following a two-hour game of pickleball. Police say no drugs were found at the scene. Other actors from that hit TV show say they are in a state of shock and are paying tribute to him on social media. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I want to say thank you again to Karen for joining us. Tons of great information that we should really be looking at and thinking about right now. And I go back to the mosquito, flea, and tick spray, right? This is the time to really do it again and get it done out there. Because I'm telling you, this week alone, I found 2 ticks on my dog out there. And, you know, we've cleaned up a bunch of leaves. There's a leaf pile, so it's probably coming out of that. But they could be all over the woods. The deer activity is so much more. You know, it is, you know, we're getting into hunting season, right? And so the deer are more active. They're running around. You know, the past couple weeks was rutting season as well. So the deer are around. They're everywhere. And which means those deer ticks are coming closer. So protect yourself by spraying now. It's only going to help you for the future. It's not going to harm you. So just really something to be thinking about. Because it, you know, just because we're not out there as often doesn't mean it stops or it's done, right? So, just my food for thought on there. The, you know, the leaves, leaving them, doing a few things, you know, getting rid of those pumpkins instead of throwing them away, throw them into the woods, right? Get them into the woods so that the deer that are so active have something to eat. I took a couple of the pumpkins last year, and I just threw them into the woods to a point where I knew they had travel. And man, they were gone real quick. Anyways, we got some calls on the line, so I want to get into that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Jeanette's in Massachusetts.
Jeanette, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I was wondering, we have some edges, and this would be in New Bedford. Is it too late in the season to be cutting those down drastically to, you know, kind of get rid of some of the height that has grown over the summer with all this rain?
Can you wait to the spring, or is it just something that, you know?
Well, we could wait till the spring. They've just gotten a little out of hand, and there's a driveway to back out of, you know.
Gotcha.
So we were looking to cut them down quite a bit, but we could wait till the spring. I don't want to kill them completely, but they definitely need a good haircut.
Yeah. Now, are they evergreen or are they deciduous? So do they keep their leaves all winter or? Or branching?
You know, I never really paid much attention. I don't think they keep their leaves all winter. They're very small leaves. I don't know just what kind of plant it is. It's something that is at my mother's and.
Yep.
You know, we just need, I've never really paid attention. I don't think the leaves stay green or on the plant all winter.
Gotcha.
I don't believe so.
So, if it's what I'm thinking, it could be a privet hedge where it gets some height to it. You can actually, if it's the privet hedge specifically, you can prune it at this time.
Okay.
If it was an evergreen, yeah, you could. I wouldn't.
Okay.
I mean, I'd go. A lot of times, the rule of thumb, if you will, and I say that with, you know, air quotes, is by third, right? You could probably go about a half. You could probably go a half, maybe a little bit more, right? I wouldn't cut right to the ground, but I would definitely. You could definitely cut about, you know, a half of it. Down, get you some better access into there, and get it ready for a better cut in the spring, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's if it's the privet hedge, which it most likely is. Privet is a very common hedge that goes around properties. If it was evergreen, which you know, it's not, I would say maybe not. You could prune it by a bit just to give it like a third. I wouldn't go heavier than that.
Okay.
So if it were like a yew or a, like a hemlock or an arborvitae, I wouldn't go crazy, right?
No, it isn't an arborvitae that I know. It's
okay.
Probably the hedge that you mentioned because these have been there for years.
Yeah. And they do you remember at all, does it ever have like a small white flower just for like, it seems like a week?
No, I don't remember, but I don't think it ever has.
Okay. Because sometimes with the privet, it has like this white flower early on in the season.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you barely even know that it flowers.
Because
it doesn't always flower, right? So that's why I ask. But if that's the case, you could definitely cut it back by half, right?
Okay.
You know, I would look at not just doing, you know, height. I would go width-wise, kind of box it off a little bit. Make sure, you know, it's easier to use pruners versus hedge shears when it comes to something along these lines, especially because if you're cutting something like this back by half, you're going to get into some good size branches, right?
Right.
And hedge trimmers aren't going to get in there. And what it's only going to do is it's going to, like, chip away at the bark, causing, more damage than good.
Because
we want those clean cuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially going into winter. If it's got just a little bit, like, chopped off the side or it's ripped off, it opens the door for pathogens, diseases, insects, everything to get in there for the winter months. So that's why I say, you know, clean cuts is the best.
Okay.
You want to go right above a what they would call like a leaf bud, which would be where the branching starts to come out. So don't go right below where the lower branching kind of V's off the main stem. You go right above
it. Okay.
Okay, because if you go below it, what'll end up happening is, say there's 6 inches between branches, you're going to have 6 inches of just bark on the top, you know, just the stem. So you want to do it right above where the leaf junction comes out. That way it's a cleaner look. And then later on in the spring, you don't have just like 6 inches of dead growth that you're going to have to come back and prune. So okay. Save yourself some time now instead of having to do it twice. Right.
Okay.
Start at the top. Work your way down. Don't start at the bottom and work your way up. Because what we're trying to do is viable growth here. And mm-hmm. if we start at the bottom and we get to a certain point, you might have cut too much on the outside where it's just more of branching versus leaf structure coming back for the next season, right? So kind of start at the top. Do the best you can to start at the top and work your way down the sides to prune it out. Best you can to have sharp pruners. Because okay. if you have any, you know, edges that are ragged or sharp, you know, that are cut or like breaks on there, the way it cut can actually affect it as well. So, it's a little bit to it, but I think this is the best way to follow. The other thing, look for any dead branches. Or any damaged branches, right? So any branches that you see that might be, you know, have like a little chunk taken out of it, or you can tell the difference of when something is bending and you can see that instead of it, you know, the whole plant bending nice and gradually, you'll see like a little bit of a pinch on one side. That's going to end up having an issue with the winter, because the winter is going to push that down, causing it to snap. But what it's going to do is it's going to be an open wound. It's going to snap. It's not going to have a clean cut, right? So we're looking for those things, which means if it's lower, you can cut those out. So there are parts where you might actually be, you know, a whole branch to thin it out. I don't want you to just think, all right, I can only do a half no matter what. Look at some of those branches, and if some of them are damaged, have some of those, like, you know, almost where it looks like, all right, the winter is going to have so much snow on top of it that this might break. Get rid of that branch, too. So there's the by the book of do this amount, but then there's looking at dead and damaged, and those can come out at any time during the year as well.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right. I was just wondering, because it's growing in the driveway and it's growing along the sidewalk, and it's just getting a little too wide.
Well, so, you know, the way I put it is, would you rather do it clean and have the nice cut, or run into it with the car, have a break on it, maybe even a scratch on the vehicle? You know, so I think when it comes to that, no matter what it would be, even if it were evergreen, I would say cut it back, because the damage you could do just by driving in and out of the driveway would hurt the plant more than pruning now and getting cold.
Because
it's going to, you know, driving into this constantly is going to really open up some of the bark and open up the door for insects, pathogens, diseases, everything. Whereas a clean cut, it will seal itself off nice in a clean way. But a break, it can't completely always cover that area. So just think of it kind of that way.
Right. All right, then. And what about a burning bush? Is it a good time to trim it back, or should we wait till the spring?
I think any time, to be honest, would be fine with that. Those things grow like weeds.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I cut them all out of my backyard because I just didn't want them. I wanted to open up the whole area, but they grow back. You really got to pull everything out of there if you don't want them. But I think once the leaves are starting to fall, you'll be fine doing it. You could do it again in the spring, but you might as well just, if you're pruning this other one, prune this one at the same time.
Oh, all right. But you wait till the leaves fall.
Yeah, I mean, you could, because what's going to do is you'll be able to see any of that dead and damaged as well in there. right? Okay. So you can see some of the other branching that might not be good, so you can remove that as well. The burning bush, I mean, they're more of like a weed than anything. So I think you could pretty much cut them at any time and not have an issue.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, you have a great rest of your day, Jeanette.
Thank you.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got about 30 seconds before the break. I know I have some other calls. So on the other side, I will answer those breaks for you. Those calls for you. I'm having a hard time speaking today. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back here in a few.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have another call on the line, right, Nathan?
Yep, there's two here. Joe's in Burlington.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Hey, if we got this flower garden around our foundation of our house, it's like 20 inches wide by about 40 feet long, say. And every year I get these, like, spider roots that are all through the garden, and I could have a couple of wheelbarrow full. Do you know what that could be coming from or how to prevent it? It's like choking off the plants, like the rose bushes. It's all wrapped around the roots of the rose.
In the soil?
Yeah.
Okay, and
like
it's...
I tried planting some mums. Well, I did plant some mums a couple of weeks ago, and as soon as I took the shovel to dig into the ground, it was all full of these, like a real fine root system. And I call it a spider root or whatever. I don't know what you call it, but...
Okay. Now, are you seeing anything unusual near the garden? Near, even away from the area? Like, is it, close to the edge of the property? Do you see anything like a Japanese knotweed? Or do you have... do you have willow trees in the area? Do you have...
We have a lot of Rosa Sharon bushes, and they're they're probably 25 feet away.
Okay.
And that was kind of like what I was thinking about, was the Rosa Sharon.
They tend to go crazy, and they will almost reseed quickly. So that could be part of it. One of the things you can do is, You know, how far down do you normally see it in the root system? Just probably the first 8-10 inches?
I'll take a full shovel when I do dig them up, like in the spring. I'll take the full shovel, whatever that is, 8-10 inches long.
Okay.
The spade of the shovel. Down that deep.
Okay, so what I was thinking you could do, and we kind of done this in the past. People have done this in the past when it comes to bamboo, right? Because bamboo goes wherever it wants, and it kind of needs something to block it from coming in. So I would almost in the edges of that bed. So you said it's right up against the foundation, right?
Right.
So what I would take is I would look at getting some sort of like aluminum edging or a metal edging. And instead of using it as, the edge of the bed, I would actually dig it down. And, the first couple inches, the top 2 inches, you don't really need to have it there. But it's that next 6 inches or so that if you put that around the edge, it's almost going to give some sort of resistance to those roots that are coming in. They're going to run into it and go sideways, right? It's almost like they have a product out there that I've seen, but it's like 24 to 30 inches deep. It's called a bamboo barrier, right? It's like a heavy-duty plastic that you put in the ground. And usually what people will do is they'll put it around a bamboo plant, so that the bamboo plant roots don't push out, almost like putting like a pot inside of it. This would be the opposite. This would be on the outside to prevent it from trying to come in, or at least slow it down. It does feel like, Rose of Sharon do go crazy. They reseed themselves. They kind of will, are one where they can be kind of like invasive, like a weed, but they're not at the point where they're like an invasive species. But I wouldn't be surprised if that is what's coming into your beds there.
Right.
I think that's, one of the best ways to do it. I think the other thing, too, is maybe doing some root pruning in the spring around some of those Rose of Sharon, maybe going out about, 10 feet or so and just cutting roots all around it, so that it stops some of that production of moving past that area as well. Now, I have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, hang tight for me. If not, we'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.